Good morning and welcome to the program. I'm your host, Nadia Shamsuddin, and I'll be with you every weekday morning from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Time. I named my show Escape from Freedom based on the book of the same name written by Erich Fromm in 1941. Fromm was a noted psychoanalyst and social psychologist who identified humanity as, at times, being predisposed to escaping the dangers and responsibilities of freedom, and that man sometimes escapes freedom in one of three ways, either by rebellion and destruction, becoming an automaton, or in his other books he also uses the phrase cog in the machine, or by acquiescing to authoritarianism. The trends that I will observe, both in our government and society, point the way toward the masses in America embracing authoritarianism, and through the systematic plan that our government is implementing toward that end, which can be seen on every hand. So it is my hope that the lovers of truth will come together and speak the truth to all who will listen. I believe that we will soon face perilous and unprecedented events in America, and we need to arm ourselves with the truth and help bring the truth to the people we love. Now, I've been, over the years, I've had a number of older European friends who have told me constantly that what they see happening in the United States in the last few years, and it seems like time is escalating and events are escalating, that what they see happening in America was happening in Europe before the onslaught of the Nazi invasions. There is no more time to waste engrossed in entertainment and escapism. America must wake up and see the danger our nation is in. Now, I believe 2008 is going to be a very eventful year, and things are going to happen very quickly. Things that are going to be associated with the election and indirectly unassociated with the election. Everyone with a concern for the direction this country is moving toward must hear their conscience and act accordingly. I would encourage you to consider writing an opinion column for your local newspaper. Join a meetup group that supports Ron Paul for president. You can go to meetup.com and find one in your area. If you have to stand on a street corner and preach anything that follows the dictates of your conscience. And I would also encourage you to support Republic Broadcasting with your dollars as well. But remember, we have to remember one thing, that once our eyes have been opened, once our minds have been emboldened by the truth, then I think we all have a responsibility to share that truth with others around us. God forbid that something should happen and we didn't share the truth with people that we knew around us. I don't want to ever hear anyone say to me, Nadia, you knew all this was coming. You knew this was going to happen. Why didn't you tell me? So what I hope to do each week in my program is discuss some of the legislation being developed in Congress and how I think we should interpret that legislation. I'll also be talking about new and developing technologies, especially those technologies that dovetail into the government's agenda to expand domestic surveillance. I'll also be bringing you a variety of news stories from different news sources that I think may be of interest to you. Stories that we may have otherwise been buried in the mainstream press or simply lost in the morass of all the news that's out there. We're going to go to our first break and we'll be right back. Stay tuned to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Welcome back to the program. This morning, I would like to talk about H.R. 3773 and how some of the language of that bill is in direct violation of the Fourth Constitutional Amendment. And I'd love to hear from you, so give us a call at 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And I'd like to bring you a brief message from one of our sponsors, hempusa.org. Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. This nutrient-dense food can be used as a storable food for up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. Your body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org. That number again is 908-691-2608. Well, before I get into today's show, there were a couple of news items that I wanted to share with you. Didn't know if you maybe had a chance to hear about them. One of them relates to President Bush's Middle East trip. Amnesty International and other human rights groups are urging the president to use his influence in Saudi Arabia and Egypt to help free two young men who used blogging to express their criticisms of their governments and were subsequently arrested. The British newspaper, The Independent, is calling for the president to walk the walk if he's going to talk the talk. Mr. Bush's speech in Abu Dhabi included remarks such as, quote, "You cannot expect people to believe in the promise of a better future when they are jailed for peaceably petitioning their government." Bush also said, quote, "And you cannot stand up a modern, confident nation when you do not allow people to voice their legitimate criticisms." And to that I say, thank you, Mr. President. I'll keep that in mind. Now, on a side note, just referring to these issues of blogging in some of these countries where there is so much repression, Saudi Arabia is one of 13 internet enemies, and estimates around 400,000 websites are now on that government's blacklist. Talk about control and repression. Now, on one last note on that, Washington rarely criticizes Saudi Arabia, which is the world's biggest oil exporter. But last month, Mr. Bush spoke out against a court verdict condemning a gang rape victim to 200 lashes for breaching Saudi law by being alone with a man who was not her relative. Shortly afterwards, King Abdullah issued a pardon to the 19-year-old woman. Let's hope Mr. Bush can use some influence in freeing some of these men who were simply exercising the privilege of their conscience. There was a story that came late yesterday on Reuters, which is interesting. The title is "Waterboarding Would Be Torture to Me," according to the U.S. spy chief. Reuters reports U.S. intelligence chief Mike McConnell said in a magazine interview that waterboarding would be torture if it was used against him personally, but stopped short of condemning the controversial interrogation technique. McConnell, director of national intelligence, was quoted in the New Yorker edition released on Sunday as defining torture as something that would cause excruciating pain. When asked if waterboarding, the practice of covering a person's face with a cloth and then dripping water on it to bring on a feeling of drowning, fit that definition, McConnell said that for him personally, it would. Quote, "If I had water draining into my nose, oh God, I just can't imagine how painful. Whether it's torture by anyone else's definition, for me, it would be torture." However, Reuters went on to say, but he rejected a suggestion that he personally condemned the practice. Well, double standards are nothing new in Washington. And U.S. Attorney General Michael Mukasey has declined to rule on whether waterboarding is torture. Well, you know, when they show a video clip on television with waterboarding, it is extremely painful for me. I can't even watch it. I don't see how that even this entered into the arena of debate. And have any of you heard about this story? A visitor to the National Archives in Washington, D.C. over the weekend was effectively booted out after a security guard noted that she was wearing a T-shirt that said, "Impeach Bush and Cheney." Now, this story was reported on a number of Dig.com, which said, quote, "January 12th, members of John Nirenberg's impeachment march, which started over a month ago in Boston, were either denied entry to or expelled from the National Archives for wearing clothing printed with the articles of the Constitution concerning impeachment." And on the Massachusetts impeachment coalition website, mass/impeach.org. There is a more extensive account of one of John Nirenberg's people. John Nirenberg is planning a 2-week stay in the nation's capital. So if any of you have been following that, I'd love to hear from you. I'll just read a brief excerpt from the article about what happened. The young woman reported saying, "I was wearing an Impeach Bush and Cheney t-shirt under my open leather jacket and didn't have any problems, but on my way out, I saw an elderly woman wearing a shirt that said, 'Arrest Bush,' and had the impeachment clause of the Constitution printed on the back." Well, she was stopped from going into the Constitution exhibit. Now, according to the woman's account, the guard told her, quote, "This is a protest. You can't protest here." Another member of our group made it into the exhibit wearing an orange Impeach Bush and Cheney t-shirt. While she was walking around looking at the various lit display boxes with documents and historical information inside, another guard approached her and told her she had to leave. She asked, "Well, what happened to the First Amendment?" And the guard told her she needed to keep her voice down and ask her again to leave the exhibit. Another person was told by a National Archives guard, quote, "The reason I am stopping you is that you are wearing something criticizing the president. I'm a federal employee that does security for the archives. I am not allowed to criticize the president. That would be like criticizing someone in their own house." And the author notes, no law against that, especially if the resident happens to be a criminal. And I'd love to hear from you today. Again, our number is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. Yeah, I want to talk about this H.R. 3773, also referred to as warrantless electronic surveillance. And it's an amendment of the FISA bill, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act of 1978. The legislation is entitled, quote, "Responsible electronic surveillance that is overseen, reviewed, and effective Act of 2007. Now, the bill was originally introduced on October the 9th, 2007, by Democratic Michigan Representative John Conyers, and the bill passed in the House on November 15, 2007. It was then received in the Senate on December 3, 2007. It has been placed on the Senate legislative calendar under General Orders, calendar number 517. Now, I tried to locate the date for this calendar number, and it was not yet posted on the government website, but I will continue to keep track of that and update that for you. It'll be interesting to see what debate may arise on the Senate floor. Senator Chris Dodd, Democrat from Connecticut, has already assaulted the bill in an eloquent speech on the Senate floor on October 26th. 2007, which you can view on C-SPAN's website video archives. I highly recommend that you take the time to listen to his speech. He articulated so many of the things I believe are imperative, things that we need to hear, things that need to be said. And furthermore, Dodd vigorously opposed the section in the bill giving immunity to telecommunications companies. Now, many people are concerned over the legislation's violation of the Fourth Amendment, which assures us the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the person or things to be seized.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
And welcome back to the program. Sorry I cut you off just a little bit there at the end. I was reading the Fourth Amendment in relation to this bill that is going to the Senate floor. And Senator Chris Dodd has already presented a very eloquent opposition to it and says some things that I think needed to be said. But the general conversation and controversy over warrantless electronic surveillance involves individuals within the United States who may happen to be deemed as an enemy combatant. And sometimes I wonder who is going to decide who an enemy combatant is, and are they going to change the definition of that as we go along? And in the warrantless electronic surveillance, people are concerned about being subject to the collection of foreign intelligence by the National Security Agency under the guise of the war on terror. Now, the Bush administration refers to this program as the Terrorist Surveillance Program. And again, I point out to you, who defines exactly what a terrorist is? We have our own definition. Law-abiding citizens would never consider themselves as such. But at times, I wonder where the country is headed with the dialogue that's moving forward. what is going to be recharacterized eventually as a terrorist? Will that be including someone who calls himself a patriot? Now, the NSA, the National Security Agency, has been authorized by executive order from the White House to monitor, mind you, without a warrant, your telephone calls, your emails, and even your text messaging and any other forms of communication involving any party believed by the NSA to be outside the U.S., even if one party is inside the U.S. Now, here's the kicker. If one party is in the U.S., then a warrant, according to the original Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act of 1978, and also according to the Constitution, a warrant is required. And do you remember when they started talking about and reporting the supposed sleeper cells that are within the United States? And the danger of this legislation is in its potential for abuse. Now, we know inherent in the Constitution is language that recognizes the necessity to curb possible abuses of power. Madison and Jefferson knew that power could not rest completely in the hands of the president, and that we needed a form of government which provided American citizens with the assurance that the power of government was not tilted in one direction, and then there would be a structure to our government that rendered a balance of power. But as far as the Bush administration is concerned, it maintains that the authorized intercepts of communications are not domestic, but rather foreign intelligence necessary to the conduct of war, and that the warrant requirements under FISA have been superseded by the subsequent passage of the authorization for use of military force. Now, I wanted to read just a couple of excerpts from the bill. Section 1 says, amends the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act of 1978 to provide that a court order is not required for the acquisition of communication between U.S. non-U.S. persons who are not located within U.S. for collecting foreign intelligence information. I'll read that again. Provides that a court order is not required for the acquisition of communication between non-U.S. persons who are not located within the U.S. for collecting foreign intelligence information, whether or not the communication passes through the United States or the surveillance device is located within the United States. It also allows the acquisition by court order through the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court or by emergency authorization, which are both provided under this act, of surveillance directed upon a person outside the U.S. who is a non-U.S. person. Now, what comes to mind is the sophistication of technology today to in the pin and trap and trace devices that are used by telecommunications, which is basically your home unit that functions as a caller ID. That's a device that we personally as individuals in society can only use under the authorization of it being administered from a telecommunications company. But with the ability to manipulate information, to reroute calls, to make things look like they came from offshore, to be able to manipulate the data such that it appears as though the call was coming from offshore when it was actually coming from within the United States, I hope you're tracking with me here. This thing is rife with dangers for American patriots. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
And we're back. Now, if there are any of you out there listening that would like to weigh in this morning, I'd love to hear your comments. This is my first broadcast, and it's feeling a little lonely here, so I'd love to hear from you. Our number is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. Now, before I went to the break, I was reading a bit of the text that is included in the H.R. Bill 3773 that amends FISA. And I wanted to read another section briefly, Section 9, which states, authorizes electronic surveillance without a warrant when Congress, number one, issues a declaration of war, two, issues an authorization for the use of military force that explicitly authorizes electronic surveillance, or three, is unable to convene due to attack upon the United States. Now, I want to go back to a couple of the key phrases in this section number nine, where it says issues a declaration of war. Who declares war? It seems as though Mr. Bush did, and there were so many people opposed to it, he went ahead and bullied his way through to it. So is he going to declare war again, and if what kind? And I'm not talking about this war on terrorism, which is smoke and mirrors. But the second one is issues an authorization for the use of military force and what would give rise to the use of military force that explicitly authorizes electronic surveillance. And number three is unable to convene due to attack upon the United States. Now, I wanted to mention something that came up sometime about a year and a half ago, and it was the Military Commissions Act, which was Senate Bill number 3930, and a bill that passed October 17th, 2006. This bill effectively removed habeas corpus. Now, I know a lot of people have been talking about habeas corpus, which is basically our Constitution's assurance that anyone thrown in jail could ask the government, hey, why am I in jail? Now, the roots of habeas corpus go back to 1215, to the Magna Carta, which is Latin for the Great Charter. The Magna Carta was the basis of English law and the forerunner of our constitutional law. The language of the Constitution says specifically, the privilege of the writ of habeas corpus shall not be suspended unless when in cases of rebellion or invasion the public safety may require it. Now, I wanted to go to that in reflection of talking about this, the language in this FISA bill, when it says due to an attack upon the United States. When Bush, he didn't actually suspend habeas corpus, he pretty much just did away with it. Now, habeas corpus was suspended during the American Civil War in a number of Union and Confederate states. But now, who's to say, quote, what a rebellion is? All right, we have our first caller. That's Bill in Idaho. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Bush Day.
Well, thank you. What's on your mind this morning?
Well, I just wanted to thank you. I can't help but, you know, sometimes reflect back on history, and it seems like this lonely little voice broadcasting on 100.5 FM throughout the entire Coeur d'Alene area. I'm sure I'm not the only one that's out there listening, but we're thanking you for being on the air and delivering the truth, whether they want to hear it or not. Considering what you were talking about in regard to this Fourth Amendment issue and the graciousness of Mr. Dodd of speaking up, it's only by virtue of that effort of legislators at all levels, whether state or local, that are going to either forestall or preclude domestic terrorists. I assume that are at war with us, whether they willingly document it, you know, in the cartoon or the funnies on Sunday morning on the local news or the paper, that people have to come to grips with the truth that you speak. And the bearer of truth sometimes gets chased out of a lot of villages. The eloquence that you do it with is much appreciated. I was wondering if there's a possibility, were you incorporated into and had an opportunity by virtue of your state lay position previously to the briefing yesterday morning?
No, I wasn't. Would you like to share that with us?
Well, no, I was hoping that you as staff or somebody within staff could brief us sometime in regard to the content and direction of this battle. Some of us, you know, the boots on the ground need to hear sometime, hey, what's going on? What direction are we taking? We're hoping that Miss Ron Paul is able to get a voice loud enough, even for the short period of time that he has, to ask the question that you just asked. And certainly as far as an enemy of the state and prisoner of war, why any of his competition or presumed competition would fraud the American people by even expecting being expected to vote for him when they speak sedition every time they open their mouths.
Absolutely.
If they're exporting democracy as Herr Bush is presently touting, he is speaking sedition. And I'm wondering why, after all the blood, sweat, and tears of getting Ron Paul to where he is at, that the simple question cannot be asked in public if he's really trying to pass the mantle to the next generation and or educate the next generation.
Well, I think that what's happening with the Ron Paul movement is a beautiful thing. I think it's a beautiful display of what can happen when people coalesce and they organize and they become one voice under the banner of liberty. I think it has surprised and angered the political and the news establishment that he's been able to mobilize such a strong force and raise the kind of money that he's been able to. I think it's extraordinary. Tell me what's going on in Idaho. What's on the ground there? What's the feeling among people that you're around in terms of the sense of what's... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, we're very concerned that North Idaho College is forming a relationship with Backup, and that's fully supported and espoused by not only the sheriff's local mouthpieces here, but also the police chief. They're more than willing, of course, Backup is more than willing to, do the training for the local police here and the sheriff's department free of charge at NIC. But there was no mention of maybe including the militia in that training, so that we could have a cohesive community discussion. But Mr. Bishop, the fire chief, did mention that when FEMA and Homeland Security were here this summer training the police, the firemen, and the paramedics, that the one thing they did mention is they were going to probably, have to deal with the fringe elements. It was mentioned on local mouthpiece radio here, Happy Talk, during the festivals of the summer.
They use the term fringe elements?
Yeah.
Did they go any further to explain what they meant by that? I mean, you and I know what it means, but did they express anything more specifically?
Left a handwritten note with a phone number as well as a piece of documentation possibly you might bring to your listeners' attention out of the Idaho Press of, April of 2007, the deathbed confession of Martin Scorsese, April of 2007. If it was the only source, it'd be different, but it's just one of a multiplicative. It happens to be a very excellent piece, but it has never been refuted.
What was his confession? What did he say?
In the piece? It's the ancestral genealogic history of George Herbert Scherf, S-C-H-E-R-F.
Right.
Unfortunately, a lot of your newer listeners or your younger listeners might not have gotten there, and maybe at another moment when you're not so pressed. But I want to thank you for your professionalism, your courtesy, and your joining a beleaguered effort here, a last-minute effort. I can't help but feel that this is Germany 1932, as you mentioned before. But then again, I felt that for a long time. But bless you for your effort.
Well, thank you, Bill, and God bless you as well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, it's a feeling that's a wave that's moving across America, these echoes that are resonating in the spirit and the soul of people, that something's not right, something's afoot, something's about to happen. And I believe there are a lot of people out there that don't know where to look for the truth. I hope they find us here, the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm certainly going to do all I can to publicize the network, and eventually my website, escapefromfreedom.com, will be up and working, and I'll have a lot of resources for people to go to and information that can help people come to the knowledge of the truth. One other thing that I wanted to mention today, which I have been watching for some time that I find highly disturbing, is the excessive use in this Bush administration of signing statements. Now, over the last several years, we have witnessed Bush make hundreds of signing statements. And even though signing statements are nothing new to the American presidency, Bush's statements are boosting the power of the presidency considerably. And again, I'd like to point out the fact that these signing statements represent an inordinate increase in power for just one man. Now, the style in which he's governing, which is also to be noted, is he's signing these statements in lieu of a veto. Very often, just like a bully, he'll simply override the legislation, giving himself the power of one. And by way of definition, I wanted to just share with you, a signing statement is a written pronouncement issued by the president at the signing of a bill into law. President Bush's extensive use of signing statements to modify the meaning of laws is very troubling. In fact, the American Bar Association in July 2006 describe the use of signing statements to modify the meaning of duly enacted laws as, quote, contrary to the rule of law and our constitutional system of separation and powers. How many times have we heard that phrase to characterize this Bush administration? Now, if I were an attorney or any other legal professional, I tell you, I would be so angry and frustrated over what this president has done to unravel the fabric of our legal system. And I don't believe there's been any precedent of any of these laws in terms of their having been tested in the courts, but I'm sure that is to come. Philip Cooper, the author of a 2002 book entitled By Order of the President, is a leading expert on signing statements, and he's updated his material in a recent essay for Presidential Studies Quarterly to encompass the use of signing statements of Bush. According to Cooper, in Bush's first term, he issued 107 signing statements and raised an incredible 505 constitutional challenges to a number of provisions of legislation that became law. And now that was just in his first 4 years. Now, I'm going to read a bit from a piece that appeared in the Boston Globe, and although it was published in April 30th, 2006, some of the examples cited in the article speak directly to the increase in powers of the government to spy on its citizens. As an example, March 9th, 2006, Justice Department officials must give reports to Congress by certain dates on how the FBI is using the USA Patriot Act to search homes and secretly seize papers. Bush's signing statement to that was, "The president can order Justice Department officials to withhold any information from Congress, and if he decides, it could impair national security or executive branch operations." And notice the key phrase, "if he decides." on December 30th, 2005. U.S. interrogators cannot torture prisoners or otherwise subject them to cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment. Bush's signing statement to that says, the president, as commander-in-chief, can waive the torture ban if he decides that harsh interrogation techniques will assist in preventing terrorist attacks. If he decides is a dangerous precedent, leaving that much to the president. Now, what's interesting is that I'm not confident in his ability to interpret the Constitution since he's been so remiss in defending it in the first place. But that's the premise upon which he executes these signing statements. We're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
And we're back. We're going to wrap it up. I mentioned that our website, republicbroadcasting.org, is constantly being updated with new information, and I would encourage you to be a regular visitor there. I also want to give you the number again in case there's anyone that wants to jump in and make one quick statement. Our number is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. 9443. And before the break, we were discussing examples of the president's signing statements. And one that I wanted to mention also, when requested, now this was on December 30th, when requested scientific information prepared by government researchers and scientists shall be transmitted to Congress uncensored and without delay. Bush's signing statement to that said the president can tell researchers to withhold any information from Congress if he decides its disclosure could impair foreign relations, national security, or the workings of the executive branch. I think he's a little confused on what the workings of the executive branch is, simply by virtue of his excessive use of these signing statements, because he, as I said before, does not exercise his privilege of veto, but sort of bullies and overrides Congress. And one more thing that I wanted to mention. In December 23rd, 2004, the law says it forbids U.S. troops in Colombia from participating in any combat against rebels except in cases of self-defense. And it caps the number of U.S. troops allowed in Colombia at 800. Bush's signing statement said only the president, as commander-in-chief, can place restrictions on the use of U.S. armed forces. So the executive branch will construe the law as, quote, and I'm not making this up, folks, quote, as advisory in nature. Now, since when does the president receive something from Congress and characterize it as his response being as advisory in nature? Congress was intended by the founding fathers to be a co-laborer with the executive branch. And this is the first that I've ever heard it referred to as being simply a body of advisors. And a couple of more that I wanted to share with you before we wind up the show. On August 5th, 2006, the military cannot add to its files, pardon me, any illegally gathered intelligence, including information obtained about Americans in violation of the Fourth Amendment's protection against unreasonable searches. Bush's signing statement to that says, only the president, as commander-in-chief, can tell the military whether or not it can use any specific piece of intelligence. Well, folks, that's all the time we have for today. You've been listening to Escape from Freedom. I'm your host, Nadia Shamsuddin, and remember, the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. I look forward to talking with you again tomorrow. Meanwhile, stay tuned to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Good day.
With recent international flight from